is Tom Bombadil. He's one of the most powerful characters in the Lord of the Rings world, and yet also one of the most enigmatic. So who is he and whose side is he on, if anyone's? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we dive deep into Tolkien's legendarium, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. Tom Bombadil is one of the most enigmatic characters in The Lord of the Rings. He was left out of the Peter Jackson films and has been similarly omitted from many other adaptations, to the frustration of some fans and delight of others. But it is easy to understand why. He doesn't fit with the feel of a lot of the stories. He almost always speaks or sings in silly rhyme, a riot of meter and dactyl. As Ursula Le Guin noted, even saying his name out loud sounds like a playful drumbeat, Tom Bombadil. He dresses in ridiculous clothes, yellow boots and bright blue jacket, and cares little about the outside world, but is perhaps more knowledgeable and powerful and generous of spirit than any other character that we meet. He talks about matters of great importance, but almost always in a whimsical, joking way, and he helps the hobbits freely without ever really taking their side. As I said, he doesn't fit easily into the often otherwise clear good versus evil battle of the Lord of the Rings. The history of the character is also very different to that of other characters we know, who mostly evolved through the process of writing The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Tom Bombadil was invented years before either book. He was inspired by and named after a Dutch doll that Tolkien's children had had, which had been accidentally flushed down the toilet. As early as the 1920s, Tolkien was writing silly rhymes and poems about Tom Bombadil, where he was some kind of nature spirit of the English countryside in which his family were growing up. For example, The Adventures of Tom Bombadil, a poem, was published in 1934 and describes Tom wandering apparently aimlessly through the countryside as various characters, including some others who made it to the Lord of the Rings, like Old Man Willow and a Barrow Wight, try to capture him or just annoy him. Tom Bombadil is singularly not bothered by their attempts and defeats them with the power of his words. At the end, he marries Goldberry with the creatures of the Old Forest in attendance. So Tom Bombadil, as some kind of expression of nature, as well as Goldberry, Old Man Willow and the Barrow Wights, were present in Tolkien's imagination well before the writing of The Lord of the Rings or even The Hobbit. That early poem, and the later poem Tom Bombadil Goes Boating, present a picture of a being who is somehow above or outside normal laws of created beings. He commands those who get in his way to return to their natural existence, and they do. Tom Bombadil Goes Boating also includes him visiting Farmer Maggot in the Shire, placing it firmly in Middle-earth. Tom and Farmer Maggot's family drink and dance and generally enjoy life before Tom heads back home. Again, this is a tale of experienced life and living in the moment, as we might say today. We'll come back to this because it is a really important part of who he is. And it also sets up a nice little reference back to the poem in The Lord of the Rings, when Tom Bombadil mentions his friend Farmer Maggot. As a complete aside here, Farmer Maggot really is one of the most underrated characters in The Lord of the Rings. As well as being high in Tom Bombadil's estimations, he actually faced down one of the Nazgul who came to his door, telling him to be off or he'd call his dogs on him. Another example of how hobbits are capable of great courage when required. Anyway, it is in The Lord of the Rings that we learn the most about Tom Bombadil. The hobbits meet him when he rescues Merry and Pippin from Old Man Willow. He was apparently just passing by, collecting water lilies for his wife Goldberry, and, as in the poems, he commands Old Man Willow to let them go and sings it to sleep. Tom then shelters the hobbits for a couple of days before sending them on their way, refreshed and reinvigorated. During those couple of days, though, lots of odd things happen. Frodo, for example, has a couple of dreams which seem like true dreams. One is of Gandalf, where he has been captured by Saruman, and the other appears to be a premonition of him sailing into the west from the Grey Havens. Tom tells them stories and sings to them and shows them an astonishing ability to be unaffected by the One Ring, the only person we ever see who is unaffected by it in any way. He can still see Frodo when Frodo wears it. When Frodo gives it to him, Tom puts it on and doesn't disappear. And then he does a little magic trick with it, making it disappear and then reappear in his other hand. Tom rescues them again when they fall prey to the Barrow-wight and sets them on their way once more, after giving them those swords from the Barrow, including the one Merry uses so effectively against the Witch-King. And that's the last we see of him. The Council of Elrond briefly consider him as the Keeper of the Ring. It doesn't affect him, after all, but Gandalf counsels against it. Tom wouldn't understand the importance of what he was being asked to do, and would most likely forget about the ring or lose it quickly. So, who is Tom Bombadil? Well, he certainly grew in power and significance from the character Tolkien first wrote about in The Adventures of Tom Bombadil. By the time of The Lord of the Rings, he seems to be above petty squabblings like the War of the Ring, and happily unaffected by the power of the One Ring that everyone is fighting over. And it's made clear that he is old, very old, perhaps the oldest being in Middle-earth. Elrond calls him older than the old, and Tom Bombadil calls himself the eldest. His name in Sindarin literally means oldest and fatherless, and Glorfindel speculates that if all goes wrong and Sauron wins, that in the end, if all else is conquered, Bombadil will fall, last as he was first, and then night will come. When Frodo asks Goldberry who Tom is, she smiles and just says, "He is," which has led some to suggest that maybe Tom is God or a representation of him in Middle-earth. "I am that I am," of course, being an English translation of the name of God in the Old Testament, as Tolkien will have well known. Which is quite a fun idea, but Tolkien clearly denied this idea in his letters. Some have also suggested that perhaps Tom is an authorial self-insert, Tolkien himself in his own world, though for the reasons we'll look at in a moment, I think that is also unlikely. Thankfully, Tolkien talked a lot in his letters about who Tom Bombadil actually is, or what he represents. Here he is in letter 144 to Naomi Mitchison, a proofreader of his. He says that Tom Bombadil is not an important person to the narrative. I suppose he has some importance as a comment. I mean, I do not really write like that. He is just an invention, and he represents something that I feel important. So perhaps the reason why Tom Bombadil feels so odd a character is precisely because he is a comment by Tolkien, or a representation of something that he thinks is important, rather than being there purely as a part of the story. He goes on in that same letter to explain this in a bit more depth. "I might put it this way," says Tolkien. "The story is cast in terms of a good side and a bad side. Beauty against ruthless ugliness, tyranny against kingship, moderated freedom with consent against compulsion that has long lost any object save mere power, and so on. But both sides, in some degree, conservative or destructive, want a measure of control. But if you have, as it were, taken a vow of poverty, renounced control, and take your delight in things for themselves, without reference to yourself, watching, observing, and to some extent knowing, then the questions of the rights and wrongs of power and control might become utterly meaningless to you, and the means of power quite valueless." In other words, Tom Bombadil is an expression of delight in things as they are. The natural world, people, life, things as they are on their own terms, not just thinking about how you could use them. Tom Bombadil is an expression of the delight and wonder of what is around us and enjoying it in that moment. This conclusion, I think, is underlined by the last time he is mentioned in the main story, by Gandalf at the end of The Lord of the Rings. Gandalf's life's mission in Middle-earth is complete. He and the other Astari were sent to Middle-earth to advise and encourage the free peoples of that land against Sauron, and with Sauron now gone, Gandalf will also return home to the Undying Lands. All that is left is for him to say his farewells, and his priority is not to pay a last visit to the Shire, say, or get the plaudits from the people he had helped save, but to visit Tom Bombadil. He says, "I am going to have a long talk with Bombadil, such a talk as I have not had in all my time. He is a moss-gatherer, and I have been a stone doomed to rolling. But my rolling days are ending, and now we shall have much to say to one another." While Gandalf was out doing things, advising kings, leading missions, and fighting the good fight, he had no point of reference with Tom Bombadil. Gandalf was all about doing whereas Tom Bombadil was and is all about being. Now that Gandalf has stopped doing things and can just appreciate the world he is in, they will have much to say to one another and simply enjoy each other's company. Tom Bombadil is an enigma, deliberately placed by Tolkien because he is both unimportant to the plot, the films work perfectly well without his presence, and incredibly important in understanding the meaning of the world. As Tolkien himself said, even in a mythical age there must be some enigmas, as there always are. Tom Bombadil is one, intentionally. He doesn't want us to overanalyze this, to dig ourselves into entrenched positions arguing about whether Tom Bombadil is this or that. He just wants us to feel the role that he plays in the world, just being, living, enjoying things for their own sake. Tolkien wants us to know that striving, fighting darkness, and doing the right thing are important, but they are not everything. Sometimes we need to just sing silly songs to our friends, eat good food, enjoy the beauty of the natural world around us, and just be like Tom Bombadil. If you'd like to see more videos on the world of J.R.R. Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, please click on the link to the playlist on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of the screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.